Hi, this is Alan Chartok. We're in the Congressional Corner today with Nita Lowey, Democrat of New York's 17th District. She's been in office since 1988, and we're talking about Northwestern Westchester and all of Rockland County, Central Westchester County. Nita Lowey, as always, welcome back.
Well, thank you very much.
Nita, when we last talked, I said I wanted to talk to you about the Affordable Care Act, and I wonder if you could tell us, it looked like they campaigned against it. They campaigned against it. Trump campaigned against it. And now they got a little bit of a problem, don't they?
Oh, well, I had a super forum in my district, a really good round table. I met with constituents from Westchester and Rockland, hospital administrators, healthcare providers, advocacy organizations at White Plains Hospital to discuss the devastating effects of repealing the ACA. It has provided more than 20 million Americans with health insurance. It has protected every single American with health insurance from lifetime or annual limits, discrimination for having a pre-existing condition, and higher premiums that targeted women. And at this forum, listening to the people talk, whether they were patients, doctors, providers, it made clear that repealing health care reform will leave the health care system in shambles. So I can't understand how some people can still be talking repeal. It would wreak havoc on our nation's health care economy. They don't have a plan. They don't seem to care. So if they talk repair, improve, that makes sense to all of us.
But they haven't shown what they're going to do, have they?
For what, 7, 8 years after they passed it, they've been talking repeal, repeal. They've taken dozens of votes on repeal, repeal. But frankly, they don't know what to replace it with.
Now, I know you put out a survey on what constituents want with the future of Obamacare. What are you hearing?
What people are saying is, improve it, repair it, but don't repeal it.
Now, some of the same characters, I'm sorry for using this term about your colleagues, on the Republican side in the House of Representatives are still hinting and talking about Social Security and Medicare.
Now, I hope they do. They'll surely all lose the election if they do. Medicare and Social Security are so very, very important to our seniors. And maybe the Republicans don't get it, frankly.
Is that possible?
So what, I don't get it, because when Paul Ryan, who's everyone said is a nice man, but he's been talking for years about cutting the money for Medicare, Social Security, and block granting it to the states, how could we even think of doing it? The first rule is do no harm. And whether it's Social Security or Medicare, it's the foundation of health care in America.
Well, is there a way? I mean, they always yell that Social Security isn't solvent, that we'll run out of money, but
it's good for 34 years. It's good for 34 years. And every year it's evaluating, and it's extended even longer than that. But so we can improve it. But citizens of our community in Westchester County and Rockland County depend on it. For many, it's their only source of income.
But there are plenty of people like me who really do depend on Medicare. But there are a lot of people in a sort of lethargic thing when it comes to politics. As you just indicated when you laughed and said, I hope they do, they'll lose, every one of them will lose the election. That's when really people get off their cans, isn't it?
Right. Well, you're right, because seniors understand the importance of Social Security. They understand the importance of Medicare. And it's a third rail, and no one better step on it.
And yet they continue to talk about it. And yeah. I don't get that. Is it just because the fat cats who don't want so-called entitlements, who give them the money, that they're scared of them and not getting the money? What is it?
I don't get it. I think it's a huge mistake. And if we Medicare, as Secretary Price believes, if we eliminate the affordable health care for 20 million Americans and prohibit women from buying insurance plans that cover the full range of reproductive health services, it would be a gift to us because seniors know how devastating it would be for them.
Talk to me a little bit about the cabinet appointees. You just mentioned health care. Are you as appalled at the quality of these people as I am?
Well, frankly, they have no experience. Take Betsy DeVos for education secretary, confirmed by the Senate with the closest margin ever for a cabinet nominee. We need an education secretary who does her homework, aces the test, not one who only passes after being graded on a curve. So that was an appointee that was very, very disappointing. And I join New York Families, educators, bipartisan group of 50 senators in voicing my deep concern about her ability to adequately do the job. I mean, she didn't have knowledge on education policy, the federal role in promoting the education of students with disabilities, in addition to her extreme desire to gut our nation's public education system. She should have disqualified her. We all should have disqualified her in the Senate. Not we, I wasn't there from her confirmation. So I want to be clear, though, as ranking member of the House Appropriations Committee, I'm going to watch it carefully. I will oversee the department's activities and hold Secretary DeVos accountable for providing our students with the education they deserve and our schools with the resources to succeed.
So, Nita Lowey, we have about a minute here, but expectations for this first budget of a Republican era, and that is new Republican era, and that is from your perch on the Appropriations Committee, which you just mentioned.
First of all, we don't even have a person at the Office of Management and Budget. I work very closely with Sean Donovan on the budgets, and I don't think they even understand how important that office is. So as we approach this budget that will eventually come out for the administration, I'm going to work very closely with my colleagues on the Democratic side, and I hope the Republicans will join me in making sure this is a budget that provides jobs, that supports our families, that makes sure that everyone in our country can look forward to a bright future. And we'll see what he does with the infrastructure proposal that he talked about. I mean, we really need to repair our roads, our bridges, our highways, and put people to work.
It's always great to talk to our friend Nita Lowey, New York's 17th District. I know you'll shush me on this, but how important you are to all of us. And I thank you so much for taking this time to see us. When we come back, I'm going to ask you about, hey, what should a Democratic congressman be doing in Washington right now?
Thank you very much.